is Love Song.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria up to 21 tomorrow, Johannesburg 19, and a cold one in Aramalua only up to 17 degrees. The Department of Health in Gauteng condemns an attack on healthcare workers in the early hours of this morning. According to the department, a group of unknown men entered the Chiawelo Healthcare Center's emergency unit, claiming to be crime prevention wardens. They ended up robbing staff in Soweto at gunpoint. On to other news, Status A released the quarterly labor force survey in Pretoria today, and it indicates that the unemployment rate decreased from 32.1% in the third quarter of last year to 31.9% in the last quarter. Cliff Shikot takes a look.
Stats SA says more jobs were created in the Western Cape, KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, while job losses were observed in the Northwest, Limpopo and the Free State. In Limpopo alone, 16,000 jobs were lost in the agricultural sector. The unemployment rate among the Black African population group remains higher than the national average and other population groups at 35.8%. Black African women continue to bear the brunt with an unemployment rate of 38%. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And another big story today, the city of Tshwane says in August 2022, it received a complaint about the Zanzu nightclub operating illegally. Turns out the complainants were right.
In 2022, we received a complaint that there was contravention of the city's bylaws and that the establishment was being used for reasons which they were not zoned for. Our building inspectors went there and they found that indeed this was the case.
The establishment was zoned as a Category 1 business for refreshments, not a nightclub. Tshwane spokesperson Selby Bokaba says they went back to the establishment in October of 2022 to check compliance. They found that Zanzu was compliant, but regular checkups is challenging.
You cannot do all of these things overnight. You are working with limited personnel and there's quite a lot of ground to cover.
If that name rings a bell, go read the full story of why this nightclub is in the news on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Experts, academics and thought leaders, meanwhile, weighed in on South Africa's role as the current G20 president at the Gauteng G20 launch dialogue. It was hosted by the University of Johannesburg and our reporter Anastasia Mokhobo is there.
South Africa's strained relationship with the United States adds to the growing list of challenges on President Cyril Ramaphosa's desk as the current chair of the G20. That's according to Dr. Oscar van Heerden from the University of Johannesburg Center for Diplomacy and Leadership. Van Heerden believed that taking a firm stance, even if it challenges the U.S., is a necessary move for South Africa in asserting its position on the global stage.
The United States can't be surprised that there is talk of a different international system.
The discussion comes as tension between South Africa and the U.S. remain in the spotlight, particularly regarding trade relations, Pretoria's non-aligned stance on global conflicts, and diplomatic engagement with countries like Russia and China. Anastasia Mokhobo, Jacaranda FM News at UJ.
And I'm Marlene Fischer. Have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Let me tell you. Girl, you my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and it fit good, so I took the doors out the deep. Okay, I see a brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get the noise you released. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Sauvignon Blanc. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend, then you got the wrong song, baby.